certainly. So you've hit every nail on the head. It's an all-you-can-fly service. It's an airline. It's innovative and disruptive, and it's membership-based. So I'll go through each of those points one by one. The first is the easy part. It's an airline flying out of the less congested airports, such as Essendon, Bankstown, and Canberra to start with, rather than Sydney and Melbourne. The second part is it's disruptive and innovative in that Airlie's looking to leverage technology to help members with booking, with their concierge services, and to make sure the experience is a premium service airline, from looking for flight times through to disembarking at the other end and walking to the member's car. And then the third aspect is that it's a network-based member airline, and rather than buy point-to-point services and tickets for each flight, members subscribe to Airlie's services and pay a monthly fee that's variable in terms of what requirements they have or if there's a corporate need, and that provides unlimited access to Airlie's scheduled flight network.
Now, Alex, whose planes will you actually be using when the service starts?
We'll be dry leasing, or what's called dry leasing, the aircraft from a holder of a certificate that permits air operations. So there won't be Airlie's aircraft. They'll be managed and owned by a third-party provider.
Right. And in America, I mean, the idea makes maybe like a little bit of intuitive sense right off, because there's a lot of major cities that people would commute between frequently. Why do you think this idea would work well in Australia?
Again, you've touched on where we drew the inspiration from, which was an airline called Surf Air, which started in the US that serves California, so Sacramento, San Francisco, LA, and San Diego. And what those routes have in common with Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and Canberra is high density, relatively short distances, and there's no really efficient way to travel between those cities by road or rail. So air travel is the most efficient, but given those short flight times and the congestion at those airports and the high density of people, a lot more time is being spent in terminals than necessarily in the air, and that's a major drain and a big risk for frequent flyers. So the benefit that Australia has is Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, and Brisbane are actually higher density, more frequented, and usually in the top 5 to 10 most heavily trafficked routes in the world. So we see there's a big opportunity for Airlie to come in there and deliver a service that saves time in a network-based and membership-based manner.
No, I mean, this idea, as you're explaining, it sounds like it would be something even major airlines would be pretty keen to implement. Why do you think we haven't seen something like this crop up here yet?
That's a good question. I think that the way we're looking at how major airlines are viewing the likes of Surf Air and a number of competitors similar in the US is how we'll see Qantas and Virgin and similar view Airlie here. In that while we are competing for passengers on some of the major routes like Sydney-Melbourne, Sydney-Canberra, etc., we're not a high-volume carrier, and we're not looking to take a large number of passengers from a major commercial airline over to Airlie. We still think that there'll be a number of passengers and members that fly Airlie that will continue to fly the major commercial airlines for convenience, for the long distances, for status credits, and for frequent flyer points. But for those short hops that are almost like commuter-style bus or train trips, we think that that's where it's difficult for an airline to scale down and run an efficient small airline. And they have the high volume, they have the profit margins, and they have the density of numbers. So that's why we think Airlie can come in and offer a complimentary service that suits a niche market.
And where would Airlie be operating out of? Would it be operating out of major airports?
No, good question. We'll be operating out of Essendon in Melbourne instead of Tullamarine, and Bankstown in Sydney instead of Charles Kingsford Smith. And the idea is those will be our first markets, our first routes, and then we'll go to Brisbane and operate out of Archer Field instead of Brisbane International. The idea being that a lot of the inefficiencies that we see in air travel are, again, on the ground, and because of the high density, the congestion, and the overcapacity of those major international airports, if we can offer a smaller service out of smaller airports, we can gain and create those efficiencies for members.
So, Alex, when might we expect Air Lead to be available?
We are taking members on board now. Because we're a membership-based airline, we have a system where we don't want to overprescribe flights. We want to make sure all members have a fantastic experience. So as we start to ramp up memberships, we've capped them at a certain number that will permit every member to have a booking and an enjoyable and an easy, stress-free flight. Once we reach that number, we'll start flying. That will be from March onwards. But I can't say exactly until we know when we hit that number, but it will be by July.
All right. And I guess just one more thing is, what do you hope to do in the future of this company? Is there any other directions that you're really excited about?
That's a very fun question. We want to get everything right in Australia first. So we want to make sure we've got the systems in place that really deliver a fantastic experience for members on our initial routes. We've identified about 15 routes in Australia that suit our business model very, very well. And then following that, whether it's expansion to new markets where there's the same sort of problem, which we're seeing in New Zealand and a lot of Asia, or whether it's to continue to instill that culture of innovation and disruption by looking at drone technology or what we can do from a freight perspective, there's a lot of different things we can look at that are exciting.